Dragonfly.
Welcome to another celebrity edition of Headspin, the first of its kind hip-hop gamecast. Today, two legendary MCs will compete head-to-head, answering questions about the golden era of hip-hop. The winner goes home with cold hard cash and bragging rights, while the loser is forced to spin the dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences.
Off the dome, yo, we at it again. Let it spin, let your head spin.
I go by the name of the legendary DJ Kool. Without further ado, here's your host, Magic Most.
Yeah. It's your man, Magic Most. I'm the Windows 95 game show host, coming to you live from beautiful Hollywood, California. Welcome to Headspin, the world's first and greatest golden era hip-hop gamecast. We're more than honored to have two Golden Era legends in the house today. Please give a huge head spin welcome to the incomparable J-Ro, the Alcoholics, and the phenomenal King T.
What up?
What up, y'all?
Liquid.
All right, guys. Do you both feel like you used to go out to hip-hop shows, but now your back goes out while listening to hip-hop? Are you still feeling like your Golden Era version of yourself?
Nah, I'm in the prime of my life, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm still in the Golden Era. Let's go.
Not only is it back out, but we back out.
All right, cool. Well, we're super excited to have you both put to the ultimate golden era test. But first, let's get to know you both a little bit better. Hey, J-Ro.
What up?
First question for you, J-Ro. Which golden era hip-hop movie would you have liked to play a role in and why?
I would have loved to play in this movie called Crush Groove, because everybody got introduced in that movie, and I felt left out.
You were label mates on Loud Records with Wu-Tang Clan when their debut album dropped. What was your relationship like with Wu-Tang Clan?
Well, you can hear the song Hip Hop Drunkies we did with Old Dirty Bastard, you know, rest in peace. Yeah, you know, we actually took them out on their first tour that they ever been out of Staten Island. We went out on a tour and they opened up for us. Funny thing, you know, nobody knew who they were. Everybody was tripping like, why is it 9 people on stage? And yeah, we were down in the South in Louisiana doing shows, so people was like, I don't know what this is. So we got back to New York at the Armory, and the whole place just was going wild with Wu-Tang like crazy, and we just knew there was going to be stars at that point.
Second question for you, J-Ro. Was there a producer you would have loved to make a track with, or you tried to make a track with during the Golden Era, but it never happened?
Well, I would say around that time it would have been Marley Marl. Because, you know, we are the Liquid Crew. And if you know about his crew, they were called the Juice Crew. So we're like the West Coast Juice Crew called the Liquid Crew. You know what I mean? We squeezed the juice out the Juice Crew and became the Liquid Crew. But luckily, you know, we was able to have a song with Marley Marl. Once again, Hip Hop Drunkies. If you listen to this beat, most people don't know where this sample came from, right? It was at the beginning of the symphony video. There was this music playing. Dun, dun, dun. It was just at the beginning of the video. It wasn't the music to the song. And King T had a TV that was bigger than his wall, his living room, in his apartment. And we used to bump that intro.
Just that beginning.
You remember that? We used to bump that all the time. So I was like, we got to make a song off of this. So we sampled it off of the videotape and it didn't sound too good. So we actually got in touch with Marley Marl and he sent us the actual 2-inch reel to that. And we were able to use the real sounds to that. So big up to Marley Marl and the Juice Crew.
Follow-up question for you. Were there any albums released around the same time as 21 and Over that blew you away, that you saw as competition?
That we saw as competition, I don't really remember because I was super drunk at the time. I just remember riding to the studio every day in my Volkswagen Beetle, and it was raining and the water was dripping through the roof, and I was bumping J.O. Felony's album and Diamond D's Stunts, Blunts, and Hip Hop. That's what I was bumping every day on the way and back and forth to the studio.
What kind of sound system did you have in the Volkswagen?
Oh, I had 10-inch woofers in the back. It was just a yellow Beetle, nothing, no rims, nothing, but I had a booming sound system in there.
All right, J-Ro, last question for you. What is the least hip-hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
The least hip-hop thing I've done in the last 24 hours? That's a tough question, because I'm hip-hop, baby. I'm just so hip-hop. Least hip-hop thing I did was I went and got a pretty, really strong coffee and ate some avocado toast.
Ding, 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 ding.
Same questions for you, King T. Which golden era hip-hop movie would you have liked to play a role in, and why?
Breaking.
Okay.
Yeah, because I always wanted to be homies with Turbo.
Wait, but can you break dance?
Not at all. I just wanted to learn to do the moonwalk. So, yeah, I definitely wanted to be in Breaking. I could have been standing next to Ice-T or whatever, or Glove, you know, whatever.
Another question for you. Your classic track, At Your Own Risk, it was the theme song for Rap City for a period of time.
I remember that.
How did that come about?
Oh, man. See, me and Henry G was just talking about George Hinojosa. That's who made that happen. Ice-T and George made that happen. I ended up getting a brand new, it wasn't brand new. It was George's Mercedes. But that's how I got that Mercedes. They some type of flip or something, you know what I'm saying? I got paid a Mercedes for them to use my music on Rap City, so it was classic.
Paid in Mercedes. All right.
Yeah, they gave me a Mercedes Benz.
Who made the beat?
Molly Mall.
So Liquid Connection and Molly Mall all around.
Yeah.
Still in contact with Ice-T?
Come on, man.
It's like, what?
What? Can we head over there right now?
Man, he in the building, if you know or not.
All right, cool. Second question for you. Was there a producer you would have loved to make a track with, or you tried to make a track with during the golden era, but it never happened?
Ooh, well, like J-Ro said, they would have loved to work with Marley Marl. I would have loved to work with Easy Mo B. See, they had Easy Mo B over there. I had Marley Marl. But, yeah, I always wanted to work with Easy Mo B, especially at the time where he worked with Tupac, and then he worked with Biggie, and I was supposed to be next. I actually got a couple of songs remixed by Easy Mo B, but they never came out. But that's who I would want to get down with.
We need to hear those songs.
Yeah, I got them, too.
Yeah, we need to hear those at Ice-T's house.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And I heard you were a big influence to Biggie, actually.
I think we were influential in each other's lives, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's all.
Biggie, rest in peace, he told me and E. Swift and Tash out of his own mouth. He said, all I used to listen to was King T, because we went on tour with him early in his career. And he told us that. Puffy told us the same thing, too.
That was my dude. You know, we were good friends, you know. And at that time, when he was alive, we wasn't really thinking about doing music together. It was just when I went to New York, he was there for me. And when he came down here, I was supposed to be there for him. But, you know, it didn't happen like that.
All right. Last question for you, King T. What is the least hip-hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
Everything I do is hip-hop. I'm just a hip-hop cat. You know? No, the least hip-hop thing I've done in the past is I just left that liquor store and got me one of them club motherfucking margaritas.
Well, last quick question. Did you guys drink Zima?
Yeah, I saw that over there on the counter, man. Like, that's not hip-hop, man.
No, that's not hip-hop.
You should be asking that person.
Hip-hop band Zimas.
Right, we don't do Zima.
All right, we'll remove the Zima from the building.
Thank you.
Here's how the game is going to work. Each round, we'll be asking you the same 7 trivia questions ranging from easy to hard about classic hip-hop, in which you'll have 60 seconds to respond. While one of you is answering questions, the other will be in the isolation booth, unable to hear anything but our official Headspin Golden Era playlist on Spotify. During your turn, if you don't know the answer, say pass, and we'll come back to it after the final question has been asked. Once you've answered all the questions to the best of your ability, your turn will be over. Each round, point values will go up, giving both of you a chance to win the game and take home our prize, the title of Headspin Champion and $500. The loser today will have to spin our dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Whoever spins that wheel will have to perform a golden era hip-hop consequence ripped straight from the 90s that'll live on our Instagram page forever. Now, King T and J-Ro, are you both ready?
Ready.
Shit, I'm ready.
Let's do this.
King T, you'll be first. That means J-Ro, you're going into our booth. All right, King T, this is the first round. Each question is worth 100 points. Let's see how many of the seven you can get correct in 60 seconds. Clock starts after I read this first question. Here we go. Name this iconic West Coast MC who was responsible for the hit singles Payback's a Mother and Act a Fool.
That's me.
Which member of the Alkoholics was the only one to be born in Los Angeles?
James Robinson.
KRS-One produced the song Take It Easy for which dancehall artist in 1994?
Mad Lion.
What was the name of the Bay Area supergroup consisting of E-40, B-Legit, D-Shot, Sugar T, who released the album Down and Dirty in 1992?
Click.
Name the West Coast one-hit wonder responsible for the smash hit Knocking Boots in 1990.
Candyman.
What was the title of the 1991 film that starred Vanilla Ice as Johnny Van Owen, a free-willing motorcycle rapper?
Pass.
Pepsi called on which MC to be the spokesperson for their Cool Cans campaign in 1990?
MC Hammer?
Time, that's time. All right, King T, you scored 5 out of 7 correct in that first round. Are you feeling like your hip-hop credibility is still intact after round one?
Of course, absolutely.
You're ultra confident, huh?
Vanilla Ice is not hip-hop. I mean, a Vanilla Ice movie is not hip-hop.
How do you feel about the hairstyle?
That too.
Wasn't hip-hop?
No, none of that.
Well, King T, thank you for round one. You're going to head into the booth, and we're going to bring out J-Ro.
No doubt.
J-Ro, how was your time in the booth, my man?
Man, I was in here bumping, like jamming to the music, like, whew.
Oh, yeah. What was the last song you heard?
It was Brand Nubians, Punks Jump Up to Get Beat Down, produced by Diamond D.
Ooh, a classic. I heard you had a song with Diamond D back in the day.
Yeah, man.
Once Upon a Time.
Yeah, a couple. Big up to Diamond D.
All right, are you ready to flex your hip-hop knowledge in round one, J-Ro?
I was born ready, man. Let's go.
All right, put on your hip-hop thinking cap. Let's do it. You got 60 seconds after I read this first question. Here we go. Name this iconic West Coast MC who was responsible for the hit singles Payback's a Mother and Act a Fool.
Are you serious? King T.
Which member of the Alkoholics was the only one to be born in Los Angeles?
That'll be me, J-Ro.
KRS-One produced the song Take It Easy for which dancehall artist in 1994?
That would be Mad Lion.
What was the name of the Bay Area supergroup consisting of E-40, B-Legit, D-Shot, Sugar T, who released the album Down and Dirty in 1992?
I think they was called The Click.
Name the West Coast one-hit wonder responsible for the smash Knocking Boots released in 1990.
Don't say his name 3 times, but it's Candyman.
What was the title of the 1991 film that starred Vanilla Ice as Johnny Van Owen, a free-willing motorcycle rapper?
Got me on that one. Let's come back to that one.
Pepsi called on which MC to be the spokesperson for their Cool Cans campaign in 1990? All right, that's time, J-Ro. You ran out of time. Oh, J-Ro, man, you scored 5 out of 7 questions correct. Do you feel like your hip-hop credibility is still intact after round one?
Oh, man, I feel a little damaged, but I'm still in the game.
Let's bring out King T, and let's talk about the correct answers to these questions.
All right.
Yo.
Here are the correct answers to the questions for round one. All right, now both of you guys got this one correct. I sent it like you guys thought that this question was a little odd, but
yeah.
King T was the West Coast MC responsible for Payback's a Mother and Act a Fool.
All right, I just guessed on that one.
Me too.
King T, you remember these classic songs?
Vaguely.
J-Ro is the only member of the Alkoholics from Los Angeles.
Pacoima, California, to be exact. But it's in Los Angeles County.
Pacoima's in the house. KRS-One produced Take It Easy for Mad Lion in 1994. The Bay Area supergroup consisting of E-40, Be Legit, D-Shot, and Sugar T is The Click. Both you guys got them correct.
How did that happen?
Man.
What?
How did I guess that?
I don't know. That was... man.
Candyman was responsible for the one hit Knocking Boots, released in 1990.
Knocking Boots.
Compton Candyman.
That's right.
Y'all didn't know he's from Compton.
Candyman. Original NWA member.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really? He was in NWA?
Really?
Yeah, for really.
Go look at the NWA and the Posse album cover.
NWA and the Posse, he's right there kneeling with a 40 ounce. How's that for trivia?
Mind blown. That's dope. All right, so both you guys passed on this question. King T had a lot of commentary on this. The 1991 film starring Vanilla Ice as Johnny Van Owen was called Cool as Ice.
Cool as Ice, I was going to say.
Nobody saw that movie. Who saw that movie?
So did you actually know the answer to this, but you refused to give Vanilla Ice any credibility?
No, I never knew it was a movie.
And I thought this was a hip-hop trivia question.
Right, exactly. I said the same thing.
All right, last question. Both you guys got this one incorrect. I want you to talk about it for sure. How did you get this one incorrect? Young MC was the spokesperson for the Cool Cans campaign for Pepsi in 1990.
I saw MC Hammer and Michael Jackson. I've never seen a Pepsi commercial with Young MC. I need receipts.
Yeah, we need to see this. We need to see proof. Did Marley Marl produce this or what?
All right, after round one, both of our hip-hop legends are tied with 500 points. There's still a whole lot of headspin to play. Let's see if either of our contestants pulls ahead in our second round, where questions are going to be worth 200 points. Round two is coming up right after these messages.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after a quick break.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to the Celebrity Edition of Headspin. We've got King T and J-Ro battling it out today. They're both tied with 500 points and competition is heating up. Today we have these Golden Era Gladiators playing for the title of Headspin Champion and $500. The loser will have to spin our dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Let's get acquainted with the consequences on today's wheel with our announcer, the legendary DJ Kool.
J-Ro of the Alcoholics will have to perform either Make Room, Liquid, and Only When I'm Drunk. For King T, the choices are Play Like a Piano, At Your Own Risk, or Dip It. The Celebrity Headspin Wheel of Consequences will decide. Back to you, Magic Mouse.
All right, J-Ro, you'll be kicking off round two. King T, that means you'll be heading into our isolation booth.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
J-Ro, are you ready to destroy round two?
I'm ready to destroy it, to murderize it, pulverize it.
Okay, J-Ro, you got 60 seconds after I read this first question. Here we go. Speech and his DJ Headliner founded which legendary rap group, ironically not in Tennessee?
Tennessee?
Pass on that one.
Finish this line from Eazy-E's Boys in the Hood. Bailed outside and pointed my weapon.
Man, that's like the third verse or something. Stepping.
Pass.
Which low-toned, hard-hitting East Coast MC was also known as Rhyme Animal?
Rhyme Animal? That's Chuck D.
Name the Compton duo consisting of KK and Gangster D, responsible for the DJ Quick-produced hit entitled Be True to Yourself.
That's my dog, second to none.
All right, that's time, J-Ro. You ran out of time.
Oh, man. You threw me off with speech. Like, what? What's the name of the group?
All right, we'll go over that later, J-Ro. But right now, let's talk about how you did in round two. You got 2 out of 7 questions correct in round two. Do you feel like the hip-hop community is going to have pitchforks outside your house tonight? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I think it's just too hot up in here, man. My brain ain't working right.
Sweaty brain in the booth.
For sure.
Let's bring out King T for round two. All right, King T, how was your time in the booth?
Chilling, man. Just chilling.
What was the last song you heard?
I was listening to Old Dirty, man.
All right, King T, the questions in this round are worth 200 points. You've got 60 seconds after I read this first question. Here we go. Speech and his DJ Headliner founded which legendary rap group, ironically, not in Tennessee?
I don't know that one. Pass.
Finish this line from Eazy-E's Boys in the Hood. Bailed outside and pointed my weapon.
Just as I thought, the niggas kept stepping.
Which low-toned, hard-hitting East Coast MC was also known as Rhyme Animal?
Chuck D.
Name the Compton duo consisting of KK and Gangster D, responsible...
Second to none.
Biz Markie's Nobody Beats the Biz contained an interpolation of a theme song for which East Coast electronics store?
Nobody Beats the Wiz.
Which of these golden era icons did not make a guest appearance on A Different World? Big Daddy Kane, Jermaine Dupri, Tupac Shakur.
Jermaine Dupri.
Oh, that's time. That's time. King T, you got 4 out of 7 questions correct. How are you feeling about your performance in round two?
I don't know. That first question kind of stumped me. What was it again?
Well, we're going to bring out J-Ro and we're going to talk about the questions.
Yo.
All right, King T and J-Ro, here are the correct answers to round two.
Let's go.
All right, both of you guys passed or got this one incorrect. Arrested Development.
Arrested Development.
The rap group not in Tennessee.
Goodness.
Eazy-E's Boys in the Hood. Let's complete the line together. It's bailed outside and pointed my weapon.
Just as I thought, the fools kept stepping.
So King T knew it.
Come on, it's counting, babe.
Chuck D was also known as Rhyme Animal.
Rhyme Animal.
Now, both of you guys were quick to get this one correct. I think you have some history with this group. Second to none is the Compton duo consisting of KK and Gangster D, who had the DJ Quick-produced hit Be True to Yourself. The Wiz is the electronics store where Nobody Beats the Biz, the Biz Markie song, is based off of.
Nobody beats the Wiz.
King T, you got this one incorrect, and J-Ro, you ran out of time. Which golden era icons did not make an appearance on A Different World, the TV show A Different World?
No, I said Jermaine Dupri.
You said Jermaine Dupri. The correct answer was Big Daddy Kane.
I didn't watch that show anyway.
It's a different world, where you come from.
At the end of round two, King T has the lead with 1,300 points to J-Ro's 900 points. But J-Ro, you're still within reach in our next round because the correct answers are going to be worth 300 points, giving each of you hip-hop legends a chance to take home our title of Headspin Champion and the grand prize of $500. The other contestant will have to spin our dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Stick around for round three and see who it is.
We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the Celebrity Edition of Headspin. After round two, King T has the lead with 1,300 points, and J-Ro is at 900 points. This is still anyone's game, but let's step it up in round three. This round, each of you will have the chance to win because the point values are tripled. All right, King T, you'll be going first. That means J-Ro, you'll be heading into our sauna booth.
Let's do it.
All right, King T, this is round three. This is for all the glory. 60 seconds will begin after I read this first question. Here we go. Name the title of Dr. Dre's debut solo album released in 1992.
The Chronic.
Which group was originally comprised of K-Cut, Sir Scratch, and Large Professor?
Main Source.
Heavy Rhyme Experience featured such acts as Grand Pooba, Master Ace Incorporated, and Farside. It was an album by the British funk band in 1992.
Brand New Heavies.
Hot Sex by A Tribe Called Quest was created for and featured on what 1992 Eddie Murphy blockbuster film?
Boomerang.
Name the three MCs featured on Gangstar's Militia.
Bumpy Knuckles, MOP? No, I don't know that one.
Ice Cube executive produced the only album released by which LA-based group, comprised of members Bambino, Said Twice, Stenge, Styx, and Stones?
I don't know that one.
Which iconic MC guest features on the alt band R.E.M.'s 1991 single entitled Radio Song?
R.E.M.
All right, King T, that's time. That's time. You ran out of time, man. You really hate anything that's not hip-hop. It's clear, King T. Very clear. All right, King T, you got 4 out of 7 questions correct. Let's bring out J-Ro.
Hello.
All right, J-Ro, welcome to round three.
My round, that's right.
You proclaim this J-Ro's round.
That's right.
This is your chance to win, J-Ro. Correct answers are worth 300 points.
Woo.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right, J-Ro, here we go. Name the title of Dr. Dre's debut solo album released in 1992.
The Chronic.
Which group was originally comprised of K-Cut, Sir Scratch, and Large Professor?
Come back to that one.
Heavy Rhyme Experience featured such acts as Grand Pooba, Master Ace Incorporated, and Farside. It was an album by which British funk band in 1992?
It was on Delicious Vinyl. Bring that back. Come back to that one.
Hot Sex by A Tribe Called Quest was created for and featured on what 1992 Eddie Murphy blockbuster film?
Man, come back to that one.
Name the three MCs featured on Gangstar's Militia.
Bumpy Knuckles, Big Shug, and J. Rule the Damager.
Ice Cube executive produced the only album released by which LA-based group comprised of members Bambino, Said Twice, Stenge, Styx, and Stones?
Blood of Abraham.
Which iconic MC guest features on the alt band REM's 1991 single entitled Radio Song? That's time, J-Ro. You ran out of time. All right, J-Ro, that's the end of round three. You got 1 out of 7 questions correct in the J-Ro round.
No, the J-Ro round. That was my round.
The J-Ro round. How are you feeling, J-Ro?
Went by too fast, man. I don't know. Catch brain melt up in here.
You got heat stroke in the booth?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, let's bring out King T. All right, J-Ro, King T, what an incredible celebrity edition of Headspin. Thank you both so much for being part of this legendary episode. Let's quickly go through the questions and see what you got right and what you got wrong and what you're going to be really sad about.
That's not.
The Chronic was Dr. Dre's debut solo album released in 92. Main Source was the group comprised of K-Cut, Sir Scratch, and Large Professor.
Do we have to continue?
You gotta do it, J-Ro. Yeah. This was your round.
You gots to do it.
Oh, gots to do it.
Man, this is painful.
All right, J-Ro, you passed on this one. King T, you gotta correct. The Brand New Heavies.
Yeah.
They released Heavy Rhyme Experience in 1992. Do you know that one, J-Ro?
I know it. They were gonna do a second album off of that, and I actually recorded a song for it, and I still didn't remember their name. I recorded it in Croatia, so we might have to go out there and get it.
J-Ro, you passed on this one as well. King T, you got it. Hot Sex by A Tribe Called Quest was in Boomerang, the Eddie Murphy blockbuster film from 1992.
Why was it called Boomerang? Like, what that had to do with the movie?
Hey, you gotta watch the movie.
Boomerang.
You're just picking apart everything you got wrong.
Were they in Australia?
I was a little surprised both you guys got this one incorrect. The three MCs featured on Gangstar's Militia were Guru, Freddie Fox, and Big Shug.
How is Guru featured
right.
on his own
exactly.
song?
Gangstar can't feature Guru. That's what mixed me up.
So Another Level was the LA-based group. The members were Bambino, Said Twice, Stenge, Styx, and Stones.
Oh, yeah. The homies, what John say about the West Coast, huh?
We used to all live in the same building, Another Level.
They didn't even have no music out. Yeah, I remember now. Wow.
All right, last question for you. Both you guys passed on this one. No respect for REM. KRS-One was the iconic MC that featured on the alt band REM's 1991 single Radio Song.
What did they play that on?
On the box.
REM?
REM was on the box? Who was calling in for that song?
Apparently not you guys.
Nah.
REM is an alternative rock band or something?
Alt band, yeah.
Rapid Eye Movement.
King T, you scored 4 questions correct in the third round. That gives you a total of 2,500 points. That means you win. You win. You win the celebrity edition of Headspin. Make some noise for King T.
Oh, no. I need a recount.
All right, congratulations, King T. You joined an elite class of Golden Era Gladiators as Headspin champion. In addition to winning our title today, you'll be going home with another $500.
Say word.
What are you going to do with all that money, King T?
Go to Disneyland.
J-Ro, that means you'll be spinning our celebrity Headspin Wheel of Consequences.
All right, I'm ready for that.
Which of your 3 biggest hits will you be performing on Hollywood Boulevard? Let's find out right now.
Nah, let's do this.
All right, spin the wheel, J-Ro.
Headspin follow-up fun fact. Boomerang, the 1992 Eddie Murphy film that featured Tribe's Hot Sex on the soundtrack, was music supervisor Bill Stefani's first project. Believe it or not, he went on to work on other legendary movies that were important to hip-hop culture, including BB's Kids, CB4, Clockers, and The Great White Hype. Click, click, boom, orang.
Oh, yeah. J-Ro landed on Only When I'm Drunk.
Oh, Lord. That should be simple for you, J-Ro.
Simple in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard, right?
Well, we're going to go to the liquor store first.
Thank you to our West Coast legends in the house today, King T and J-Ro. And congratulations to our winner, King T.
The legend.
All right. Good job. Good job.
Now, J-Ro, I can't wait to see the comments on our Instagram page under the video of your consequence. If you would like to witness J-Ro perform Only When I'm Drunk on Hollywood Boulevard, head over to our Instagram page at Headspin Game Show. Thank you for listening to this incredible celebrity edition of Headspin, the world's first and greatest golden era hip hop game cast.
If you or anyone you know would like to be a contestant on Headspin, follow us at Headspin Game Show and subscribe to our feed on all podcasting platforms. See you on the next episode of Headspin.
Headspin is a product of Stupid Fly Productions. Recorded in Hollywood, California. Created by executive producer DJ Cheap Shot. Produced and directed by Craig Smith. Edited by Rob Van Branken. Mixed by Sean Berman. Music by The Math Club. Headspin, the hip-hop trivia game cast.
Headspin! No proof, but when I get drunk, I always tell the truth. Yeah, I'm good, bad, dope, fresh. Make hip-hop, man, say yes, yes. The Knicks coming through.